This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Paul Oberlin, O-B-E-R-L-I-N. Date of birth is 9/25/1949. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Oberlin with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was June 21st of 2021. His weight is stable. He did receive an initial Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccination, but has not received an additional Johnson & Johnson shot at this point. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7, very well controlled. He has felt well. He's had no medication changes and no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No flank pain. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril 20 milligram daily. Otherwise, everything is unchanged. Physical exam. Weight is 236 pounds, which is stable. Blood pressure 124 over 80. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 10th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.58, which is stable. It does fluctuate between 1.3 and 1.6. Estimated GFR is 46. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9, albumin is 4.1, phosphorus 3.5, and hemoglobin A1C was actually 6.8, so slightly improved. Hemoglobin is 13.8. White count is 9.5, and platelets are normal at 167,000. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension is well controlled, and diabetic nephropathy with excellent diabetic control also. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.